You know what it's time for.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
And now, speaking of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom, I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, true outlet prices every day. The Edge, by the way, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom is in Broadview and also now in Orland Park. 19th caller, 312-981-7200, rips us off. Checking in at
number 5.
After White House officials say that Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had not taken up President Donald Trump and his offer to send federal help to the city amid spiking violence, Emanuel has a strong retort to the administration.
The federal government, at multiple levels over the years, has not been that partner. Send more FBI, DEA, ATF engines. We don't have to talk about it anymore. Just send them. I can't speak to why he says what he says. I know where the challenges are, where I think Eddie talked about it this morning. 50% of the homicides are in three districts out of the 22.
That's the reality. I mean, the mayor calling for that help is one thing, but what do they actually do once they're here? It's the plan that we don't know. We don't know what it is. Just sending these agents here is.
He found a guy. He found a pastor who said that he talked to some of the super thugs. Is that coming up here? By the way,
is that audio? Oh gosh! The leaders of the super thugs.
Can you find? Can we just pull this? We're going to add that as 5B here, because Donald Trump found a guy. They kicked off Black History Month with a meeting today at the White House, a listening event in which Donald Trump did all the talking.
Well, yeah, talked about himself
mostly
for the
about
first
himself.
10 minutes.
Well, he was flanked by Omarosa and Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, I just have to say it. I looked at this and I just saw it again playing on TV, and I thought to myself, now, if 15 years ago when you're watching the original Apprentice or 12 years, whatever it was, and the Omarosa was on there, and you would go, in the year 2017, Donald Trump will be president and Omarosa will be sitting next to him at the first Black History Month event.
You couldn't put that in your mind at that time.
It's like laughable.
I wouldn't have been ready.
Right? The Simpsons would write that. That couldn't possibly happen.
The Onion. I mean, I don't know. You're right. You would never, ever have predicted it, and it wouldn't have worked in your mind. And now you wake up and you still think, even the whole primetime address for the Supreme Court and putting it in primetime, streaming it live.
That apparently has happened before, though. George W. Bush did that.
This one felt different. It was widely covered, and you know everything about it was covered. I don't know. It's a different president. I'm getting used to it. Trying.
You couldn't imagine that, could you?
No, you couldn't have imagined.
So it'd be like today. Today it would be like in the year 2032.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Charlie Sheen will be president of the United States.
Or Kanye.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kanye makes
sense.
Kanye
may be sooner.
Yeah, exactly. That's 2024.
What about Kanye with Trump sitting next to him?
Kanye and Kim Kardashian doing the first dance at the inauguration. Okay, so this is what came out of the Black History Month event today. This is the solution to Chicago. This is a Cleveland-based religious leader of some sort. It's a little unclear. You can see that that his background has some considerable question marks surrounding it. But he was one of the guys willing to show up and sit in the White House, and this is what he said about Chicago.
Speaking of the community, let me just say this real quick. Omarosa, I told you I'm going to try to throw it in. I was recently contacted by some of the top gang thugs in Chicago. for a sit-down. They reached out to me because they associated me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing. And they want to have a sit-down about lowering that body count.
Dr. Daryl Scott, the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
New Spirit Revival.
Uh-huh. Top gang thugs want a sit-down. It's like a mob movie, right? It's like an episode of The Sopranos. It's like you know, Tony Soprano sitting down with a pastor who says, you know, they need a sit-down.
Right, except that,
does a sit-down, and Donald Trump's going to sit there in a sit-down?
And the fact that they're so splintered, these gang groups, I don't know how you would sit down with the leaders or the so-called leaders. And I think that's one of the real challenges for, you know, officers who are in gang areas to try to combat. You don't have that leadership. You can sort of haul in and, you know, create some kind of a truce with them. You don't have that.
And Trump was like, good, okay, I like what you're
Perfect.
Doing.
Perfect. Yeah, they respect you.
What are you talking about?
Sounded good.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Isn't there a moment where people go, whoa, 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 whoa. No. Even as, like, his most devoted people are like, I mean, this has got to turn some of them around. Like, what in the hell was that?
Oh, a texter remembers, of course, The Simpsons did predict the Trump presidency.
Yes.
And that's very true.
Yeah, it is true.
Forgotten about that for a second.
Did I just hear what I think I just heard? Although, I don't know, this whole idea that this could be solved very quickly if you just, you know, if we just started shooting the gangs back. I mean, I think that's the idea, right? Isn't that what's in their heads?
That seems
is it the
to be
police
what people
go out
are suggesting.
And they just, you know, it just it's
open
it just
fire, on,
open
gang
fire
members.
On gang members on the street. It'll be all over. They'll stop. Everybody, you know,
you
gotta meet violence with violence, whatever. I mean, that's in the back of people's minds,
sure.
I think, when he talks about it.
It is like that simple solution. And that's
right.
What he sort of went to in your mind when you said it could all be done in 1 week, this top law enforcement, top cop told me. But remember, Illinois has the highest black unemployment rate in the United States. 50% of young black men are unemployed or not in school.
Right, but their jobs are coming to Chicago. I mean, you see Caterpillar's moving up here.
Love to
you've
hear
got,
that.
You've got all
no,
kinds
Peoria
of...
Peoria's not happy to hear that,
no.
Of course.
You've got a lot of things happening here that are very, very, very positive. But mm-hmm. But it stays in the news also for political reasons, too, because it's become a trope of whether it's a Drudge Report or Breitbart or all those things. Chicago is bad because Chicago's where Obama's from, and Chicago's where black crime happens, and look at what's happening, and this is because of Democrats and
right.
all that. And then it's just become this
symbol.
It's become a symbol of why, if you could just get rid of Democrats, the world would be a safer place.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Vladimir Putin said.
And the problem's not simple. It can't be done in 1 week. And to talk about it in that way leads you to believe that, no, there isn't a plan, and that he's not aware of the realities, or really that when he articulates it in this way, it makes you feel as if, well, he doesn't care about solving the problem. He's just talking, or he's doing it for political purposes.
Checking in at
number four.
This is also from the meeting today. This is what we were talking about before, where it was a listening session,
mm-hmm.
but the president did a lot of the talking.
Last month, we celebrated the life of Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., whose incredible example is unique in American history. You read all about Dr. Martin Luther King a week ago when somebody said, I took the statue out of my office. And it turned out that that was fake news. Fake news.
That was the beginning of his Black History Month talk, and he went on to attack CNN and more fake news and his own grievances.
The statue is cherished. It's one of the favorite things in the, and we have some good ones. We have Lincoln, and we have Jefferson, and we have Dr. Martin Luther King, and we have, but they said the statue, the bust of Dr. Martin Luther King was taken out of the office, and it was never even touched. So I think it was a disgrace, but that's the way the press is. Very unfortunate.
You get the sense that his war on the press is just beginning. It seems to be juicy tidbit thrown in every single occasion.
Right, and that was, and let's go back to what happened there. That was, I think, the first day, right, when they were doing the move out, that Friday, and the move out and the move in, and there was a pool of press people that were allowed into the Oval Office to see the Oval Office, the new version of it, and taking pictures, and I believe it was a New York Times.
I thought it was Time Magazine. I can't remember.
Reporter. It was a reporter who tweeted it, and then it was corrected immediately,
mm-hmm.
and he apologized for it, and said the reporter said he was wrong, and it was taken. You know, it had a shelf life of reality of an hour and a half. before it was
taken back down. Was shared quite widely because it seemed, you know, I mean, you understood the reference there if he did remove the MLK bus. So it's quite, I mean, it wasn't a small story if, in fact, that were true. So it is something he should have checked out, right? That's something you want to check out before you run with.
Well, he was in the room. He didn't see it. That was his problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
He
said the Secret Service agent was in front of it. Or,
right. And he should have asked. You're right. He should have asked. Did they remove? You know, it was an unfortunate moment for everybody. But now the president and Kellyanne Conway and you know, they can hang their hat on this. Like, you see, the press lies. It's all fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news. So, by the way, anything else you read about me is fake news, too.
Right.
Isn't that right, Omarosa? High five. Oh, boy. 3-year, 2-year, 1, but first, the Atlanta Potter Medic. Blonde Bombshell.
Explore Chicago's culinary side with Chicago Tribune's food and dining newsletter. Sign up today, chicagotribune.com/newsletters, and live deliciously.
You know, sometimes on the top 5 at 5, we run down the list like...
Number 3.
And sometimes I just want to call this, and so that happened. Because This happened on Fox and Friends this morning. This was an exchange behind Democratic strategist John O'Caldwell and Richard Fowler, a Fox News contributor, discussing Trump's comments about Chicago, violence, and then Bruce Rauner, and a call by Bruce Rauner to discuss solutions. Take a listen.
So if you want to fix the problem in Chicago, maybe you should have a conversation with Chicago's governor. And what the home audience doesn't know is that I'm from Chicago. I work in Chicago. I'm in Chicago almost once a week. And I could tell you, if you talk to the people of Chicago, they would tell you, that putting tanks on the streets.
Richard, you're from Evanston. In order for you to know what the weather's like in Chicago, you got to read the newspaper. You're not from Chicago,
bro. That is not true.
So let's be very honest. No, you're not from Chicago. So I'm telling you, you're providing information that you don't even know that you don't even know the environment. You didn't live in Chicago.
I lived on the south side of Chicago.
Called him out.
Go Cats.
Yeah. Evanston. Woo.
Oh, God.
Contentious.
Oh, man.
And that happened.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah. Like we went a long way toward solving the problem there. An argument about, you're from Evanston.
That ain't Chicago. That's Evanston.
Go Cats. Big game tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Evanston has its own problems, right? Evanston's
sure.
got, I mean,
not like
not,
Chicago.
Not at Northwestern, of course.
No.
Where the basketball team is great.
Go Cats.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, to that, I don't know. I got nothing. Some days I got nothing, and then this is one of those days.
Number 2.
Oh, no. Look at this photograph.
Every time I do, it makes me
laugh. Nickelback. They're back on stage this summer, and they have a new album to promote. The band is currently in the studio putting the finishing touches on the disc called Feed the Machine. It's coming out June 9th. They'll feed the touring machine by kicking off a summer tour of North America, starting on June 23rd. It all starts in beautiful Noblesville, Indiana.
State that works.
Yep.
I'd rather listen to the two other guys argue for 3 hours than Nickelback play a 3-hour set.
I don't know why. How did they get that reputation? I like some of their songs.
I think it is one of those things. Well, here's the new track. Let's see.
Okay, what
you
let's
think.
Give it a chance.
All right, here we go.
Give it a chance.
Horrible. I think Coach Saban likes Nickelback. That's all I want to say. That's my sign for game day.
That one's not so good.
All right.
My opinion.
Yeah. Gnarly dudes.
But I do like some of their other songs.
You like Photograph. You like that one song.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? That's what's wrong with it. You play it over and over.
I'm on your team.
Yeah, see, Violetta, she's a blonde.
She's a blonde
now.
She doesn't count anymore.
Yes. Blondes and brunettes like Nickelback's one song.
I like how this. I like how we've just now expanded the racial profile of the show by having a brunette and a blonde. We should rename the show White People's Problems, shouldn't we?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
With Rokan.
Where we discuss Nickelback.
Where we discuss, right. This I know. Is, right. I mean, Nickelback, really, aren't they discussing? I mean, really, literally, people are slaughtering each other.
In the grand scheme of right? things. Really a small problem.
Putin just invaded Ukraine again, and Donald Trump's not even going to look at it.
And Iran's doing nuclear testing. Right,
Iran's
they're
doing
on
nuclear
notice.
Testing. There's, you know, American.
By the National Security Advisor.
Heroes are coming home. It's like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, and we're having white people problems here at the Rokan Show.
And we haven't even talked about Beyonce yet.
That's coming up. Okay. And finally.
Number one.
So Jon Stewart was on Stephen Colbert's show last night, and he read what he said are the brand new presidential executive orders.
Executive order number one by the authority. By the authority vested in me by the Constitution, I, Donald J. Jonah Jameson Trump, hereby direct that to secure our border, China, shall immediately and without hesitation send us their wall. Done. Boom.
I miss Jon Stewart.
Then he went on to say this.
I, Donald J. Lincoln Kennedy Trump III, do pronounce... America now finally has an official language.
And I assume that's English.
No. The new official language of the United States is bull.
Yeah, fortunately. All right, let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.